This is Ron Moss Ministries. As we continue to maneuver ourselves around this pandemic, and as the unfortunately we have now allowed our political powers to dictate reopening, I would say reopening America, and for some, it was a green light to go back to their normal. It was a green light to being able to justify that if something happens to me, I get to blame them because they said it was okay to come back. You know, I grew up in an era where grandmama them used to say every now and then you need to use that good old fashioned common sense. And it's apparent that with every other sense that's gone out the window, there's a good possibility that common sense might be out the window too. I say all this because I'm noticing now, or I get a lot of calls from people who are asking me, why is it somewhat apparent that some leadership in our churches are ready to go back inside of a building? And they want to know, is it that they do they know something that they don't know? Is the Lord telling them that that they need to come back to the house, to the place of worship? What is it that's drawing this narrative to get people back to church? We know that, and if we're honest, that you know a church is just like any other place. They have lights, they have water, they have power. You know, so bills got to be paid. They have musicians, they have pastors, they have people in paid positions that I'm sure, you know, want to be paid, particularly if they're not able or haven't been able to use them in a capacity since this virus has happened. So we don't know, or I don't know, I can't answer that question. So I don't know what's driving folk to want to come back to four walls. You know, I don't know, because I grew up like most of you grew up. And we were always told that the church is you. And so you really don't have to be in four walls to have church. You don't have to be in four walls to fellowship. You don't have to be in four walls to express your love to Jesus the Christ. You just got to just do it. And it's amazing how, you know, I don't pastor a church, so I don't know decisions that are made. I'm sure they're made in good faith. So when folk are having services in their parking lot, I'm sure they're exercising all the remedies of protection. Hopefully those folk who are in the parking lot, particularly if they got their windows down and they have on masks, since we all know that this is an airborne disease. This is an airborne virus that is in the air. And so one would probably want to practice wearing a mask as frequently and as often as they should. So if you are fortunate enough to have a parking lot service, that folk are protecting themselves in that way. But there seems to be a push, an all-out push, to get back into the house. And sometimes it's good to fellowship outside the house. Matter of fact, if you really think about it, there's a good opportunity. And if you really look at the big picture, you know, when you're outside, you know, you're preaching to everybody. You know, even the animals get a good word. You know, the neighbors who ain't never came to church that live right across the street from the church get a good word. Because, you know, back in the day, you know, when folk were trying to kind of advance the body of Christ in a way they would. I know at the church I went to, you know, they had a speaker right outside of the church where people in the neighborhood could hear the message on Sundays. You know, and look how God worked it out. You know, now you outside whether you want to be or not. And so I wouldn't be in such a rush to get into a place that you don't really need to be in. Amen. Somebody that, you know, the God that I serve is everywhere. He's all over the place, folks. And I mean, he's in the neighborhoods. He's at the grocery stores. He's even down your street. You know, whatever street you live on, whatever community that you're at. What are you saying, preacher? That mean that you can have church right there in your living room if you want to. You can have it in your garage. Oh, yeah. You can have it on the sidewalk. You don't have to be in those four walls to fellowship and love Christ. Folk are saying, well, that's how we gather together. Who said that you need to gather together if you don't need to gather together? You know, God is a God that his spirit is everywhere. And so I believe that we need to really take some time out here, you know, and understand that it shouldn't be that important to get in those four walls. What one should do, this, you really want to do it the right way. Why don't you examine yourself, since you're by yourself, examine yourself and your relationship with Christ. When you were in the four walls, I'm trying to help somebody now. When you were in the four walls, how much were you doing as it relate to the ministry of giving and serving for Christ? Okay? So if you were just a sitting participant, and it just meant that you got to go on Sundays and Wednesdays and sit there and listen and kind of watch and see and spectate, then maybe, you know, you need to evaluate you and look at this as an opportunity for you to get closer to Christ and not so close to the building. You know, maybe what has happened here, we've created a situation where we have created a relationship with brick and mortar instead of spirit, praise and spirit. We've created a relationship with brick and mortar instead of Jesus the Christ. And so, you know, I tell folk all the time, I can't really tell you, because I'm not pastoring a church, I can't tell you why certain people are pushing, certain leadership are pushing to get back in the church. I can't answer that. All I know is that way before, you know, I set foot in church, and way after, you know, when I couldn't go to church because of jobs or whatever, work or whatever, I still celebrated Jesus. I did it in the car on my way to work. I did it on my way home from work. I do it here in the living room. I celebrate Jesus in the living room. I've even at one point in time had a praise and worship service in my dining room. It was amazing. I mean, I was by myself. I wish you could have been there. There used to be a song say, you ought to been there. Boy, if you'd have been in my den or in my kitchen one day, you'd have said, Lord have mercy, he's having church in the kitchen. I've even experienced having a prayer service in the potato chip aisle at Bilo. So I'm a living witness that you don't really have to be behind four walls to celebrate Christ. Matter of fact, if the day it ain't raining today, why don't you go out in your backyard or your side yard or your front yard and just have a praise and worship service? And if ain't nobody else with you, do it all by yourself. I'm telling you, I'm a help you. I'm telling you something that I know. It'll feel like you in church. It'll feel like. And I don't know, but when you out there in the wide open, it seemed like God is just standing on the throne, looking down and just saying, Lord, look at my son, look at my daughter. They are celebrating me. He ain't got to look through the bricks and the mortar. He can look right at you. You know, my hope and my prayer is that we can slow our roll. Ain't no need to get back into the walls yet. You don't need to go inside the building yet. Church is supposed to be you. The Bible says that you are the representative. The Bible says that you are the neighbor, not the building. You know, when I think about the scripture, God's greatest command, love God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your soul, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. It didn't say love the building as much as you love yourself. My hope and my prayer is that when it's time, God will reveal that to you. He'll reveal it to your leadership, and you'll know it. Common sense will let you know it. You want to know how? Because there's vaccines, there's more safety stuff. It'll all reveal. It'll make more sense to you. You ever heard some stuff like this stuff going on now on TV? It seemed like it just don't make any sense, because it don't. If you don't know something and you're not sure about something, it should eat at you to find out about something, to investigate something, to look into something before you jump out there in something that could be a detriment to you and the people around you. God bless you. Oh, yeah. Peace.